Lunchtime Live with Andrea Gilligan on News Talk.
Independent Tipperary councillor Jim Ryan is with me here on the programme today. Jim, why have Tipperary County Council decided to ban roadside memorials on some roads?
Good morning, Andrea, and to your listeners there. Well, actually, I suppose I better correct you there. It isn't just Tipperary County Council. This isn't a decision that was made by the County Council themselves. We have to become compliant with the government's policy via the Department of Transport and Transport Infrastructure Ireland, whereby the government set up a kind of a road safety strategy from 2025 to 2030. And as a result of that, they have directed each county council in Ireland to bring in these policies for roadside memorials. So unfortunately, you know, we've no choice in the matter. Each county council in Ireland, under the directive of the Department of Transport and of Transport Infrastructure Ireland, via the government's national road safety guidelines, we have to implement them.
So we talked about this early last December, just before Christmas, Jim. And I recall at the time the Transport Minister, Dara O'Brien, looking for sensitive engagement with bereaved families, because many of them got in touch and spoke to us here on Lunchtime Live about the impact of such a ban. So are you saying, as a county councillor in Tipperary, you've no choice but to bring this in?
Yeah, because we actually brought in our own policy back in 2017, which set out the regulations in the County Council regarding roadside memorials, and we didn't have any condition banning roadside memorials on roads of 60 kilometres or above. But as I said, unfortunately, the directive has come from the Department of Transport via Dara O'Brien and Transport Infrastructure Ireland, and it's enforcing all county councils across the country to bring in these new regulations, and that's why we had to amend our current policy in relation to roadside memorials.
So you're saying just to be clear about this, Jim, you're telling us that it's a directive and it's not a guideline?
Correct. It's coming down from the Department of Transport to keep compliance with their road safety strategy going from 2021 to 2030. And as part of that, they are notifying each county council to amend their roadside policies to enforce these regulations, whereby roadside memorials would be banned from, as you say, roads from 60 kilometres above. Now, the only thing I will say is that, you know, I'm chair of the Road SPC in Tipperary County Council. We went through this line by line. We objected to a number of items in it. We weren't happy with it. But unfortunately, our hands were tied, and you know, we just have to amend our policies in relation to it now going forward.
Yeah, explain this to me, Jim, because I struggle to kind of understand what's wrong with the roadside memorials. They're not something new. They're there, unfortunately, for many families.
No.
They're there decades. So what problem are they causing?
Well, what the department are saying is that it increases pedestrian activity in potentially hazardous locations. It's stopping parking, and then you have vehicle manoeuvres that can cause an issue. The maintenance of these roadside memorials could cause an issue. And they're saying it distracts other road users. Now, that's not my wording. That's the wording coming from the Department of Transport. And what they're stating to county councils is, on roads. Now, this is where I suppose we have a slight bit of leniency here in Tipperary. On roads above 60 kilometres, we are saying that we will take it case by case, because the guidance coming down from the department are saying that on roads with speeds above 60 kilometres, they're saying roadside memorials should not be permitted. Okay, so when we looked into that, we agreed with the road engineers that, look, we will look at it on a case by case basis. So in other words, if somebody came to us, the county council, applying for a roadside memorial on a road that has a speed limit of 60 kilometres per hour, we would look on that individual case by case basis.
So then the council do have some discrepancy in this?
Well, that's what we put in to ensure that, you know, this is a very sensitive issue. We weren't happy as councillors.
But
that
I thought
that
you said it was a diktat from the department, that it's not a local authority decision.
Well, I'm just telling you the facts as they are here. This is, I suppose, the amendment that we put into our policy that we, you know, we take a case by case basis. Now, the department are saying that on dual carriageways and motorways, that absolutely no way memorials are allowed on it.
Mm.
So what I want to get out to your listeners out there is that, you know, that they need to get onto each individual county council, see what their policies are going to be now going forward. I can only talk on what we're doing here in Tipperary County Council and what we were told by our executive that we had to make these changes. They're coming down from the department and we have to adhere to them. So that's why we had to amend our guidelines and our policies here in Tipperary County Council.
I'm sure there's probably a lot of people, Jim, as you can appreciate, around the country, you know, that would be, I'm sure some might agree with the safety concerns and others likely maybe to be quite upset about the impact of all of this. And we want to hear from people, not just in Tipperary, but all around
all over the country. Yeah. And I would encourage people from all over the country to make contact, because this is something that's going to impact going forward. What I will say is that it doesn't have any impact on existing memorials. So none of them will be removed, in case people are worried that, you know, that the memorials are going to be removed. So any existing memorials will not be affected by this. It's going forward. But as you correctly said, a lot of people are going to be upset over this. This is not a decision that came from Tipperary County Council. It wasn't a case as if a councillor in Tipperary said we need to change this. We have brought in our policies back in 2017. It allowed memorials to go up around the county that adhered to the guidelines at that time, which allowed memorials on any road in Tipperary. But unfortunately, the government and the Department of Transport and Transport Infrastructure Ireland have sent down these to each council, each local authority across the country, and now we now have to amend our policy as we're in relation to it. So it's very insensitive of the department, as far as I'm concerned. I can appreciate what concerns there may well be, but I've yet to hear of any cases in Tipperary anyway where there was an accident because of a roadside memorial. And I just think this is, again, over-the-top reactions from the department, dictating to county councils across the country. And by the way, this is just another example of, again, of us losing our power. Every council across the country, more and more powers are being taken away by central government, and this is just another example of it again. And it's just not good enough. It's very sensitive. It's going to have an impact on people going forward. And, you know, civil servants in Dublin or ministers or TDs, I don't know who's making these decisions, but you'd wonder why they're making them. But as I said, they're given the reasons for it. We have to abide by them, and we prefer not to, but we have to.
So existing memorials won't be affected?
No, they won't be affected. So, now, I can only talk, Andrea, in relation to Tipperary County Council. That may be different in other councils, but in Tipperary County Council, existing memorials will not be removed.
So is it that existing memorials aren't deemed to be seen as a safety concern to, you know, potentially cause an accident?
Well,
it's the new memorials that... I'm just trying to get my head around it. Why it's different for new memorials and not the existing memorials?
Well, you need to ask the minister that, because it's coming from his department. As I said to you a few minutes ago, I've yet to come across it, yet to hear of any case in Tipperary whereby there was an accident because of a memorial on the roadside.
Okay.
Never heard of it. I'm 27 years old.
Obviously, thankfully that's the case. But look, I can see more and more people getting in touch. Jim, stay with us on the line if you can, because I appreciate you're speaking on behalf of the local authority in Tipperary. But this obviously affecting people now nationwide. 1800 453 106 is the number, or you can drop us an email, lunchtimelive@newstalk.com. Pat is with us on the line today. Pat, you're also in Tipperary, is that right?
I am, yes, and I worked in road safety for 15 years, so
okay.
I'm very much concerned about the fatalities on our roads. And the whole idea from the department, and you can see it from the Rockers Committee meetings, is they are trying to work to bring down fatalities on our road. Now, as Jim said there earlier, this is a very sensitive matter, and I know when people have lost loved ones on the road, they look for ways of dealing with that grief, and this is one of the ways they deal with it. But unfortunately, and I'm not having a go at Jim, Jim is looking at this as a reactive response. In other words, we haven't had any of these fatalities due to this, so we don't need to be concerned about it. But unfortunately, working in the area of road safety, we are proactive. We actually try to put measures in place before these things happen. We try to make our roads safer. We try to save fatalities. Now, the correct thinking on this is it needs to be part of the planning thing, and it needs to take an awful lot of concerns in. But what I don't want is, I don't want, say, a memorial appearing at a junction where people are now looking and concerned about the memorial and concerned about the person that has lost their life there, instead of concentrating on their safety. So what should not be the case is that these memorials are leading to further fatalities on our roads. We need to make our roads safer.
But we don't have any evidence, as Jim said, to suggest that that's happening.
does it? We, as I said, unfortunately, when you're coming from the reactive, you're looking for evidence. But when you're coming at the proactive, yeah. there's enough of evidence there to state
so just,
that this is
so
not
Patton,
a good practice.
In your experience, Patton, as you say, you've worked in the area, right, or in the area of road safety in your professional career. Is you think we need this ban, do you, on roads and on all roadside memorials?
Well, I don't say we need an outright ban because, as I said earlier, people have different ways of grieving. And if this is in put in a place where it's not going to add to fatalities and you're respecting the wishes of that person and whatever, and it's not going to lead to fatalities, we should look at that case. We should look at it case by case. But as I said, what we have to do, and this is right across the board, and this has come from the department, we have to make our roads safer. We have to break down fatalities. We don't want this as another fatality to put up a plaque or whatever. We need to eliminate this. We need to work proactively on this, and we need to bring down fatalities on our roads and whatever means we can do this. So even the speed limit and all this, it doesn't come into it. Me, we have to look at it case by case. We have to look at an awful lot of different areas where this plaque has been and the whole lot. So this is not just a tick and box
I'm not trying to sensationalise this in any way, because I'm acutely aware of, you know, how difficult this is for probably a lot of our listeners tuned in today that have unfortunately lost loved ones on the country's roads. But I mean, any of the roadside memorials that I think of, you know, and there's certain parts of the road you know when you pass or you're driving along a certain stretch that, you know, unfortunately maybe there's a roadside memorial and on that side of the road, but often, I mean, they're not big memorials. Like, if anything, it's maybe a very small little plaque. There's often maybe, you know, some bunches of flowers or perhaps some plants or something like that has been planted and they're left there. And I don't really know that I've ever recalled seeing people pulled in and stopped and standing out on the side of the road and cars, you know, double parked or parked illegally to go to the. I mean, like, I can't recall a situation. Maybe you can.
But what I'm talking about is a distraction. As you say, the memorials that are there in place might just take a second of your distraction from that, and maybe in a suitable place that you're passing. For 1 second, you say, oh, there's been a fatality there, and you might say a prayer on your journey or whatever. But that's what the difference. If you have it in a proper place where this is, as I said, taken case by case, and it's only going to be a second of somebody's distraction, and there's no danger within that area of something happening, fair enough, we might say, well, look, that there's no problem there. We can't see anything developing there. But as I said, this needs experts, and it needs proper people, and it needs people in the area of road safety to put that planning in place.
Could we not make the same argument then for billboard signs, hoardings, advertising boards?
Yes, I have a problem with a lot of things. Anything that would distract you from road safety. Even I had a problem with a hospital coming into Limerick there one day, and it's an orange colour on it. And I said, if this is not a major distraction when people are coming into the city of Limerick, that this thing is blaring out. Thankfully, as it finished, it kind of cooled down a bit. But anything that distracts you from your driving on the road has to be looked at and is a danger and is affecting your driving. You should not be distracted. You should have 100% concentration on the road, because even when you get into the area like I did of advanced driving, you realise the amount of dangers. And we had, when we're teaching this advanced driving, is what if, this is what we always said, what if this, what if that. So when you get into the what ifs of road safety, right, you start to see lots of dangers, and you start to realise where I'm coming from.
John is on the line. John, you've been listening to Pat and Councillor Jim Ryan there.
I'm just an ordinary Joe Soap driving around, but I'm like, when I was younger, these memorials are something that seems to have come along in the last 10 or 20 years. Now, ideally, I'm totally thinking, I don't think they should have ever been allowed. And I know that might be sensitive, but I know for a fact for myself that when I'm driving along parts of the West of Ireland here, some of the memorials along the road are very large now. Some people have put them in, but they do distract me. You know, I do try to look over and see whose name is on them or something like that. They do distract me. Now, I'm also against the signs. Like, we're not supposed to use our phones. what we get, the government puts up billboards, that Galway is plastered now with billboards up for these elections.
We don't
need this stuff, you know.
Like, in a lot of the cases, and so just to give you a flavour now with some of the listeners, right, what they're talking about today. And like, you know, this texter's got in touch to say, I don't understand what's the issue with a small little simple cross that's planted or put into the grass on the side of the road with one or two bouquets of flowers. Like, what is wrong with that?
There's nothing wrong. But in years to come, how many, you know, is the country going to be, you know, they're going to be one every 100 metres along the road. Now, small little ones, Grant, if there was a time scale, if you put it in for 20 years or something like that, I don't know. I don't know the way out of it, but I just think that...
You find them, you know, a distraction.
And they also can be, not depressing, but, you know, they make me sad and upset when I see so many of these along the road. I'd prefer to a memorial to begin in a graveyard or whatever, but having them along the side of the road, it makes me feel down at times to think that people. I know.
Well, it's funny. Well, just when you say that, John, there's another texter here has a totally different point of view on the roadside memorials and says, I would think that the roadside memorials nearly act as a sort of a speed camera sign that drivers automatically slow down when they see them.
Maybe.
What about you, Alex?
Just for me now. I'm just saying for me.
Yeah, that's your view on them. Okay.
It just takes me.
Let me bring Alex in, John, for a moment. Thanks for getting in touch. 1800 453 106 is the number. What's your opinion on this, Alex?
Andrea, it's such a pleasure to talk to you and hear your voice every day, and I absolutely love it.
Thanks very much.
I absolutely agree with that these things should stay on the road because they are daily reminders of the dangers that exist there and at certain places. And I actually think it slows people down and it makes you think a second, shit, like somebody died here. Somebody actually had a crash here and somebody died here. Could we just step back a little bit, slow down and be a bit more careful? I think they're a fantastic reminder of the danger that is on the road. I don't think anybody slows down to stop and pull up and look at a tombstone on the side of the road. I don't believe that at all. But no, I think it's a very good thing, actually. I like seeing them. I like respecting the people that have died on road traffic.
But I presume, Alex, and I don't want to put words in your mouth, but I assume you wouldn't stop at one. I mean,
no, of course not.
Yeah. But you just see them and it sort of reacts as a little bit of a... You're probably more conscious of your driving when you see them.
Absolutely. That's what I'm thinking. I said, shit, somebody died there. Like, you know, somebody had a crash here. Somebody died here. Like, you know, it's important enough. Like, you know.
So do you agree then with this ban?
Oh, I agree to leave the memorials there. Put as many of them on the road possible and remind people that this is a dangerous place and you can just be stupid and die. Like, you know.
Yeah, look, and I know in some of the cases, obviously, you know, just accidents happen and through no fault of the poor unfortunate driver or you know, the passenger or pedestrian either. Alex, thanks for getting in touch. Michelle is with us too. Michelle, you've been listening to the discussion today. So Tipperary County Council are saying, like, you know, they've no choice here. They have to do this. This is part of a national directive. How do you feel about it?
Well, I feel exactly like your last caller. In fact, I'd repeat exactly what he said, in that it makes me stop and think. Well, not stop, but certainly slow down, look at my speed. And I just think I'm obviously on a road where there have been accidents, there have been deaths. And I'm speaking from as somebody, I lost my mother years and years ago in a car accident.
I'm sorry to hear
so
that.
So I'd be very aware of, you know, where places are dangerous. They put traffic lights up on the road where my mother was killed because there had been so many accidents. And I just think anything that stops people, especially on major routes where sometimes you're not driving at a very busy time, the road is very wide, it's very open, and it's very easy to put your foot down. And I think when I see those little white crosses and the flowers, it just makes me think. More so than seeing slow down or your speed limit or whatever it is. Because we're all daydreaming when we're driving. But I find them very impactful. I really, really do.
The traffic lights went up, did they, after your mother's collision. Is that right, Michelle?
They did. Yeah. There had been a few accidents. It was in an urban area. There had been a few accidents on that road, and hers was, I suppose, the last straw. And traffic lights went up, which possibly should have been there before. But there you go. This is what happens.
Do you mind me asking, did you and your family ever put up a memorial, you know, near that
spot? No, it was on an urban street in Rathgar, actually. No, we didn't. No. Because that's not a place to do it. But I do feel that when you're driving on these long roads, particularly going from, you know, county to county, and you see the little white cross and you see some fresh flowers, and particularly when you see the fresh flowers, and you think, gosh, that's an anniversary there. They're fresh flowers. So this is, you know, and the family are still. And it's just a great reminder to just put your eye on the speedometer and slow down.
Yeah. And, you know, look, you're somebody obviously, you know, in impacted by all of this today. Were you surprised to hear about this change that's been brought in?
I was, because I have never thought of it as an issue in any way, shape or form. I do understand if people are maybe on the side of the road and erecting them or whatever. I'm sure they're trying to do that as safely as they can. All I'm saying is I find them very impactful. They make me think. I suppose I'm coming from a place where I did lose my mum, so I always think of other families who have lost loved ones, whether they be pedestrians or whether they were in a car. And it just makes me just glance down and make sure I'm you know, it's very easy to put your foot down. It is very easy when you're driving long distances.
Well, Michelle, I appreciate you getting in touch with us today. And I know this is a difficult subject for you, but we do appreciate your thoughts on this. And thanks for getting in contact. Councillor Jim Ryan is still with us here on the line today. So look, despite all of this, Jim, that decision has been taken has been discussed at Tipperary County Council. When will this ban actually come in, or when will it be enforced?
Well, it was approved at our last county council meeting, so, you know, it was once the policy has been changed, you know, we're looking at it now maybe September this year before it'll start being implemented. But, you know, look, I've listened to the different viewpoints there from your contributors there, and, you know, some are for it and some are against the idea. But look, I have to agree with, you know, obviously road safety is a huge issue. We need to protect our pedestrians, we need to protect our road users. But I also agree with some of your contributors there. Like, you know, when you do look at a roadside memorial, it does remind you that somebody unfortunately lost their life there. And I agree. Like, I would slow down. It's like a way of reminding you to slow down, that somebody had been killed here, that, you know, you should slow down as a result of it. It's an extremely sensitive issue. We heard from Michelle there, her mother passing away because of an accident. You know, I really don't see what the issue was up to now. We've never, as I said, I'm 27 years on the council. I've yet to come across an instance where somebody was involved in an accident because of a roadside memorial.
We'll try and get in touch with the Department of Transport and TII in relation to this, and see if they'd like to come on and maybe further explain this to listeners. Always happy to chat to them. Email's lunchtimelive@newstalk.com. For the moment, we'll leave it there. That's Independent Tipperary Councillor Jim Ryan, Pat, John, Alex and Michelle. Thank you so much for your time on the programme today.
Lunchtime Live with Andrea Gilligan. Weekdays at midday on News Talk. Conversation that counts.